Well, good morning. It's Monday, August the 30th, 2021, 6:55 a.m.
Yeah.
It's foggy, and the fog is condensing on my beard. I just rubbed my hand across it, and now I'm wet. Sure, it's a little damp. It's really foggy. Visibility is probably about a quarter mile. So, hi, yeah, I missed a day or three. I'm doing better. I had a couple of bad days. I hope now I'll have a few good days. Oh, here comes sports t-shirt guy. My hangnail seems to have released. The swelling's gone down. I can actually use my thumb now. It's good. Good morning. Seems to have recovered. Turns out it's a tendon problem, not arthritis. Because I'm slowly getting flat-footed. So I've been working on the new file, on the big file. And I've got it roughly converted into word processing format. I'm slowly going through it chapter by chapter. But I've put in some markers where I think the books break apart. And they're all about the same size. First one's a little bit longer. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of meander in it. And the thing about the meander is, I think the meander is the point. I think that's the point. I spent a little bit of time on Twitter. I've been working on in the hashtag community, writing community on Twitter. There's a lot of let's just say I'm blocking a lot of writers. There's a lot of people who don't understand Twitter. And, of course, don't realize that the reason they're not getting any traction on Twitter is not because of Twitter, it's because of what they're doing. There's been some interesting conversations. There's one guy, and now I can't remember what his handle is. But he's asked a series of questions about writers and writing. And he's holding up Donald, I think it's Donald Mass, M-A-A-S-S. He's a noted literary agent who's written a book on how to write bestsellers. And it's really good advice. I suspect it's really good advice. If you're looking to get an agent, get traditionally published. So if you're looking for an imprint rather than money, it's good advice. Which isn't to say it's bad advice for people who aren't, but I think it focuses too narrowly. I've been talking to some other self-published authors, and the general consensus is, and the general consensus is that, and I'm sure I've mentioned this in the last few days, you can sell a story to readers that you can't sell to an editor. And by editor, I mean agent, who then has to turn around and license it to a publisher. And it's largely because the box that they put novels in is of a certain size. And if the bones of the novel don't conform to the coffin and they're putting it in, it doesn't work. They don't want it because they don't know how to sell it. Because they're not selling to readers, they're selling to bookstores. So I suspect Donald Moss's book is probably pretty good for trad authors. But that's also the reason that I don't read trad books. Well, that's only one of the reasons I don't read trad books. It's certainly one of them. The main reason I don't read trad books is that I don't want to support publishing. Once in a while I say that and somebody says, well, you're hurting authors. No, authors hurt themselves when they sign the stupid contract. I'm not hurting authors. First, it's just me. There may be no other people in the world who don't read trad. Oh my gosh, there she is. I haven't seen her in forever. I'm pretty sure this is the NPC lady. It is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing good, thanks.
You still doing this every day?
Yeah, but different times.
That's
not always in the morning.
Same here.
Yeah.
Bye. And to be fair, writers write for a whole bunch of different reasons. And every writer writes for a reason that's valid to them. So I need to kind of tone that snark down. I need to tone that snark down a little bit. But I'm not hurting anybody. B, it's a statement. A largely ineffectual statement, but it's about all I got. I'm still getting recipes. If you're somebody who sent me a recipe in response to the last newsletter, I have not answered you. I'm pretty much sure I haven't answered you. I think I answered the first three or four. And in the process of answering those, I got like 80 more. So, yeah, sorry about that. I probably should send an apology email. I really want to answer all of them. But the only way I could do it is one at a time. Because I was foolish and didn't put a tag on the silly question so that I could find all of those people and send them a thank you email all at once. Mostly because I really want to keep these exchanges one-on-one. And I was overwhelmed. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. It's sticky. Corvus, Corvus. There's 4 or 5 of them around. I can hear them off in the distance. Calling from different directions. Ugh, ugh. It's delightfully cool. I'll give it that much. More crows. It's almost September. My grand scheme for getting 750,000 words by the end of the year seems to have crumbled. And we're starting with the ConvertKit group. We're starting a new Workaday Writers Challenge. And we're going for a 500 word reek for the group. 100 words a day for the 5 days of the week, 5 work days. I'm going to try to use that to get back into 2,000 words a day. Along with editing for at least an hour, ideally two. Along with getting to work, getting to walk in, getting the podcast out, dealing with household chores, all the other things I have to do. But it's sort of like, I was kind of weird as a kid, which probably shouldn't surprise anyone, but I really look forward to the first few days of a new school year, because I had fresh pencils and notebooks, binders with paper in them, and interesting things to study theoretically, which soon became terrible drudges, grammar. It's a good thing to have as a writer. So it was the first few days of freshly sharpened pencils. It always energized me. And we're coming up on that period. My thumb is looking really crusty. We're coming up on that period of the year, that time of the year, where the temperatures start to drop. They're not going to drop here until November. Although, we get a lot of snow in October, which is ironic, but it only lasts a few days. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ever so slightly energized. Spending a little time every day with the book. I'm still spending a lot of time reading and not that much time in Mass Effect. I just finished my playthrough of Mass Effect 1. Mass Effect 1 is really clunky. Really, really clunky. Too many skills, too many levels, not enough points, and no real clear incentive to follow one path or another. Oh, that's odd. I expected to come back and find the garage door open and the kid gone. Apparently he didn't go to work today. Well, if he didn't go to work, there's less noise. Maybe my wife is still asleep. That would be good. She doesn't get much sleep. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.